Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. In July, a Wright County man was ordered to begin serving a staggered 10-month jail sentence 4 years to the day after he was involved in a fatal traffic crash in neighboring Stearns County. You may remember that July the 12th of 2019, an SUV driven by then 42-year-old Robert Newmiller of Albertville was stopped at the intersection of the off-ramp of I-94 at Highway 23 near Rockville in St. Joseph Township. Newmiller's SUV pulled out of the intersection in front of a Chevy Trax that was eastbound on Highway 23, and the vehicles collided. The driver of the Chevy Trax, 82-year-old Arlene Van Beck of Cold Spring, was taken to the St. Cloud Hospital but died as a result of her injuries. The investigation into the crash by the State Patrol suggested Newmiller was driving distracted. The official complaint indicated that he was placing a cell phone call at the moment that his vehicle collided with the other SUV. Newmiller was convicted in November of 2022 on charges of criminal vehicular homicide and careless driving. His sentence of 297 days in jail, plus probation and other associated requirements, was handed down in late June and was a downward departure from state recommendations for similar convictions. The judge ordered that Newmiller's sentence be served in three 99-day stretches spread over 3 years. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported following the sentencing that the counsel for the defense intended to appeal the conviction. The freeway interchange where the fatal crash happened 4 years ago has since been changed to looping on and off ramps. An Albertville man is ordered to begin serving a sentence for his involvement in a fatal 2019 Stearns County auto crash, one of the top local news events in Wright County in 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.